In 1989, the federal government agreed to let Native Americans operate casinos on their tribal land. And today there's a $30 billion market for slot machines. The opportunity caught the eye of Arthur Watson, CEO of Castle Hill Gaming in Charlottesville.
We design and develop the machines, and then we lease them to casinos for a share of the revenue.
The firm makes over 100 different games, Daddy Morbucks, Captain Bacon, Coin Slinger, and Mr. Martini, to name a few. And now it could hit the jackpot in Virginia with permission to place historic horse racing machines at Colonial Downs and 10 off-track betting parlors. Alan Royro is Castle Hill's chief technology officer.
We take the past results of historic horse races in the United States without telling you any of the names of the horses. We just give you statistics, and you choose which horses are going to come in which order, win, place, and show. If you're right, then you win.
With economic incentives from the state and Albemarle County, Watson says Castle Hill is growing.
We hope to add 106 jobs over the next 3 years. However, depending on the speed at which the gaming market in Virginia grows, we could grow much, much faster.
That could also be good news for horse racing, with off-track revenue generating 80% of the money that flows to Virginia's live racing industry. I'm Sandy Houseman.